have one of those moments in life that just lives rent-free in your brain? It's 99.7 DJX. And I'm not talking about, like, the birth of your kid or, you know, getting an A on an exam that you studied hard for. I'm talking about, like, an embarrassing moment where you said something, you put your foot in your mouth, you did something, and you're just like, for some reason, your brain just goes back to it all the time.
We got a message about one of those situations, one of those moments. And I think she's tossing it out there because she's like, tell me I'm not alone.
Yeah, let's just get into it.
She says, hey, guys, I thought you would totally appreciate this the way it should be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked out the perfect combination of clothes, making sure everything matched before heading off to work. I felt super cute.
Yeah.
Walked into the office. Nice. My coworker immediately says, well, I've heard of business casual, but pajamas? Really? I had no idea that my stylish new pants were actually a pair of super baggy pajama bottoms. Oh. I just thought they were trendy wide leg trouser style pants with a cute floral print. So yeah, I guess I'm not the fashionista I thought I was, LOL.
Wow.
Anybody else have an embarrassing moment to take the sting away, please? She wore pajama pants. Listen, I have a couple of floral style pants that are like that. They're like wide leg. They're not actually pajama pants, but I think one is technically maybe like swimsuit cover up pants.
I mean, anything can be pajamas if you put your mind to it.
Exactly. So exactly. It's like a kind of a thinner, flowy material. But yes, there can be a fine line between like PJ pants and pants that are meant to be pants.
So a couple years ago, I was shopping at Goodwill and I pick up a nice white sweatshirt. I was like, oh, yeah, I need just a simple white sweatshirt. I was like, oh, this is great. All right.
Still lives in my head rent free.
Take it home. You know, purchase it, take it home, try it on. You know, my wife's like, hey, you know, fashion show, show me what you got. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I put it on. She's like, oh, that's an interesting choice. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, that's a girl sweatshirt. I'm like, what? She's like, look, it's got shoulder pads.
And pleats.
And pleats. Yes. Pleats. It had pleated shoulders.
The shoulders. It gives it a little bit of a puff effect.
And puff. I look like for an old reference to a sitcom, the Seinfeld, like
the ruffle shirt.
The ruffled blouse shirt that Jerry had to wear.
Yes. 1,000% that is your ruffle blouse, which we do have a picture of that at some point. We did share it.
Yeah.
It lives somewhere. But it was,
it's
instantly like women, we know, instantly that's a women's sweatshirt.
Well, and typically I know when I'm trying something on, especially if it's like at a thrift store or Goodwill or something, I'm like, oh, you know what? This is a female, especially if it's like a button down because the buttons are on the opposite side.
Oh, yeah.
For the guys' shirts and stuff like that. Tyson.
A lot of people are unaware that the button thing is like that.
Tyson texted in and said, one time when I was in fifth grade, I was told that it was pajama day, so I wore pajamas to school. Turned out to be a prank by one of the eighth graders.
Oh, no. Eighth graders pranking a fifth grader? That's so mean.
You know what? You're on their radar, Tyson. That was good.
That
was good.
So mean.
That was good.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
It's funny, but bad. Cammy says, my friends and I were shopping for dresses.
Yeah.
I asked the lady at the counter for a size 4. She came back with a size 8 and said, these run small. No, they don't. And that's how I realized I was not the size I thought anymore. No worries. I still rock that dress.
All right.
It's just a number.
I don't know if you have one of those moments where you're just like, this lives rent free. And, yeah.
Oh, Jasmine, my boyfriend told me how he used to collect little things when he was younger, and I thought that was adorable, like baseball cards or something like that.
Sure.
No. Oh. It was toenails. A jar of toenails he still has. Huh. And now I'm questioning everything because that's psychotic, right? Like he puts the lotion on the skin, kind of psychotic, right? So, yeah, you're fine with your PJ pants. All right.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Hey, look,
perspective.
I was going to say, and if you style it up properly, no one's going to know. You'll be fine.
Exactly.
502-795-1997.
I'm glad Tyson has gotten past the whole pajama day prank.
Yeah, that can be tough on anybody.
Oh my gosh, in fifth grade.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so if you got any more, let us know. Coming up still this hour, we'll get to some jokes with You Laugh, You Lose.
Tattooed Mexican. I had an appointment with my tattoo artist. He's a really good friend, but when I went to say hello, my right brain said, "What's up, bro?" My left brain said, "What's up, dude?" Well, out of my mouth said, "What's up, boo?"
What's up, boo?
The whole shop was silent. What's up, boo?
That's funny. All right. 502-795-1997.